चैप्टर 4 वर्स 35। यज्ञात्वा न पुनर्मोहम् एवं यास्यसि पांडव येन भूतान्यशेषेण द्रक्ष्यस्यात्मन्यथो मयि सो यत् ज्ञात्वा सो नोइंग दिस Knowing this, now jñātvā is, one is of course, we have heard it, and that is the beginning, that is śravaṇa. But then you go home and think about it, called manana, and then you abide in that knowledge. That is only called jñānam. Jñānam is not intellectually knowing is the first step. Thinking about and then changing my life and living the Bhagavad Gita. One is listening, one is thinking, and then the third one is living. So when he says, Jñātvā, he means having understood and now brought it into your life, na punar moham. Then again, there will be no delusion. Arjuna, evam yasyasi pandava. O Arjuna, you will never anymore reach that deluded state. Not only you will not reach that deluded state, you will not be fooled, but yena, by this knowledge, what will happen? What will be the result? So he says, bhutani asheshena. Shesha means remaining. Ashesha means no remaining. Means all bhutas, all beings, not only all humans, but animals, birds, plants, fish. Every living being is called bhuta. Drakshyasi, you will see them where? In atma, in yourself. In me. First of all, Krishna says, you will see them in you and also see them in me. So Bhagavan Sri Krishna says that by this knowledge, I will see the whole universe in me and the whole universe in God. So that is the benefit of this knowledge. So it's a very phenomenal leap. You say, I mean, this whole universe is in me? Yes, whole universe is in you. That understanding will come. So we'll talk about that. So, never deluded, what happens is that when we are on the spiritual path and you start meditating, or those who have been meditating might kind of corroborate this, that you may have some experiences, you know, you may have some moments when your mind is very still, it's very peaceful, everything is fine and I'm so happy. And then the next moment, suddenly your mind gets agitated, or after meditation, you go out and somebody honks at you, or your boss shouts at you, or your wife doesn't talk to you nicely, then immediately your mind gets disturbed. You say, I was so peaceful. And so that is, you have temporarily achieved that state of silence. And that is good. Nothing wrong with it. In meditation, you will have moments. But through sincere sadhana, as you do regular practice of meditation, of studying the scriptures, of serving the community, of praying to God, offering prayers, love, you know, compassion for all, as you practice that, slowly, slowly you will reach a state of enlightenment. And once having reached that state of, and that is a stepwise process, it's not going to happen overnight. People say, you know what, I have been meditating for 6 months, nothing has happened. Or I have been studying Bhagavad Gita for 1 or 2 years, nothing has happened. It doesn't happen that fast. First time I heard you are that was in 1990-91. 27 years, it's a gradual process. And I'm still learning, I'm still trying to understand. So, again, not to discourage people, but the point is that it's a long-standing effort, just as we have talked before, to become a doctor, how many years it takes? 30, 35 years we are ready to spend to become an engineer, knowledgeable, takes 30, 35 years, lawyer. So there we are ready to give 30, 35 years. Why? Because it's going to make me income. But for spirituality, 6 months, and get anything, let me leave. To become a good golfer, you know, a simple thing, like how many years it takes. Ask Tiger Woods how many years it took him to become, or Mickelson, or ask Roger Federer, how many years it took him to become a good tennis player. You know, it takes time. So we have to be patient with our mind, because our mind has years of vasanas, lifetimes of vasanas. So be patient with yourself, but do not stop working. Once you have made this your goal, continue, and sooner or later we will all reach. Ultimately, human birth has to end in enlightenment. If not this lifetime, next lifetime. So keep on doing it and do not stop. Then, so sincere sadhana is very important. And again, the question is, am I jiva or am I atma? Am I this limited being or am I that atma, the consciousness? And obviously, we have decided that we have two natures. The lower nature is the perceiver, feeler and thinker. I'm a male or female, I'm Indian or American, I'm white or black, I am, you know, short or tall. But in reality, I am that consciousness. And the entire creation is in me. That is the leap of Vedanta. Because we think that there are many atmas, teri atma, meri atma, you know, your atma, my atma, we have these ideas. But Vedanta tells us there is only one atma, one consciousness. And when it appears in the individual, we call it atma. In the totality, we call it Brahman. So Brahman alone, there is one which has appeared as all of us. Just as mud alone appears as all the parts, one gold alone appears as all the ornaments. So similarly, one Brahman alone has manifested in this entire universe. So this entire universe is in Brahman, is not separate. We are not separate from God. In the fact that I am speaking, fact that you are listening, because God is in us, God is present in us, God has manifested through us, God has created us. So just as everything created from mud is mud and mud alone, right? Mud only becomes pot and saucer and plate and cup and vase and everything, but actually is mud. One gold becomes necklace, bangle and anklet and all, but actually they're all gold. So just as everything came out from gold is gold, everything came out from mud is mud, so everything came out from Brahman is Brahman. So we are all that reality. We should not forget it. Only thing we have to do is reduce our selfishness, our vasanas, and then I will understand that I am that. And that is alone. And the whole universe is in Brahman, so they are in me. See, that's why in the Ashtavakra Gita, actually Swami Ishwarananji will be here. I'll talk about that at the end. But he's covering Ashtavakra Gita, and it says very beautifully, Janak Maharaj, after meeting his guru, Ashtavakra says, yes, right from Brahmaji to the blade of grass, they are all in me. Janak Maharaj, now Janak Maharaj is what, 6 feet tall. How can Brahmaji be in him? Because he says, I am not this Janak, I am that consciousness. In Kaivalya Upanishad, it says very beautifully, the student, after he understands, he says, Mayyeva sakalam jatam, mai sarvam pratishthitam, mai sarvam layam yati, tad brahmadvayam asmiham. So I am that non-dual Brahman, and this whole universe is created in me, sustained by me, perishes in me. It's not arrogance or ego that I am the creator of this universe. I am not. You and I are not. You know, the creator is somebody else, the Lord, the Ishwara, the Bhagwan. But that understanding that God and I are not separate, that is the essence of this. And God is everybody. And that understanding is, that is what we are trying. Otherwise, people sometimes become very arrogant. You know, I am Brahman and I am God, and now you should come and touch my feet. And sometimes people even misuse that. So the point is that to understand that everybody is that, and the entire creation, that is the leap of Vedanta, that this creation is in me. And me means not the individual, but me that Om, the consciousness. So just as in a dream, when you watch a dream, right? And in the dream, you are also there yourself. And I am there in the dream. And then in the dream, what happens? I'm taking a test. So I'm taking a test, right? And I take the test and I fail. In the dream also, I'm miserable. In real life, I'm miserable. Dream also, I failed that. How could you have failed the test? It was your dream. You were the examiner. You set the paper. You took the test and you still failed. So the point is that when you wake up, you realize that the whole dream was in me. I was there and I was the examination hall was in me. And then I was sitting there, and then the examiner was me, the paper was me, the questions were me, the answers were me, and the guy failing was me too. So just as when you wake up, you realize that this whole dream was nothing but a projection of my mind. So similarly, the realized masters tell us that when we reach that state of enlightenment, we will also realize that this whole universe is in me. Is created in me, sustained in me. And me means not me, but me, that Brahman, that consciousness. So the point of this verse is that there is only one consciousness, and you can call it Krishna, you can call it Om, you can call it Buddha or Jesus. But that alone is appearing as this entire universe. And once you understand that, then there is no raga dvesha. There is no likes. I like her. I don't like him. They are all me. Everything is me. And what is the biggest moha? I was reading the commentary. They just said, no moha, no delusion you will ever reach. The biggest delusion that binds us most is money. And what happens when we are under the dream moha of money? Everything for us, we have dollar signs on our pupils. So everything we see has dollar signs. So if I go to a beautiful, landscape, very pretty landscape, and I'm watching from the mountaintop, this beautiful valley. Instead of appreciating the valley, I think, you know what? This will make a very good development. Let me buy this land and, destroy all these trees and put a beautiful housing development, and I'll make so many millions. Or if I see the top of the mountain and the sunrise and all, instead of appreciating, you say, that's a good place for a motel. It will, everybody. So everything we look at with dollar signs. So they say, enjoy things as they are. And that is our biggest delusion, that everything. So they say that life, of course, you need money to survive, but not everything can be bought by money. So go to a teacher, do sincere sadhana, and then you will reach that understanding that there is only one consciousness. This whole universe has emerged from that, and that is me. I am not separate. So that is the essence of these three verses, that knowledge is the only way. If I have ignorance, I cannot remove without knowledge. Like if there's darkness in this hall, can you take a bucket empty and keep throwing the darkness out? No. Or you keep beating the darkness. Will the darkness go away? By buckets, can you throw it away? Can you say, darkness, go away, darkness, go away? No. Darkness will not go away by any of those methods. Beating it, using buckets, shouting at darkness. Darkness will only go with a small lamp. You bring a lamp and the room is lit. So all these other methods are very good. Puja, service, sharing, helping, they are all very good. But if you want to remove your ignorance, you have to do it by knowledge. And knowledge is the highest yajna. That's what Bhagwan says. Later on, he will even say, Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. There is no greater purifier than knowledge. So that is the essence of the three verses. Thank you very much for participating, coming, listening.
I knew that I was behind on my reading, but I read that all actions can become a yajna.
Okay, so all actions, how can they become yajna? Like, for example, seeing. How does it become yajna? Because seeing goes into the mind. Like when I see something, it goes into the mind. And from the mind, it's the consciousness that is seeing it. So when you say that whatever I see, I offer to the Lord, then that becomes a yajna. That like when I'm offering in the fire is a yajna. So what they are saying is see, hear, smell, taste and touch under control. Do not indiscriminately see, because that is also a yajna, also an offering within to the Lord within us. seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching should be with done with self-control. Then actions, do not speak indiscriminately, because that is also yajna. You know, because the Lord is speaking through me, the Lord is acting through me. What I'm doing with my hands, with my legs, with my speech, all my organs of action should be lived in control. So that is also a yajna. So anything that is lived with the control and offering to the Lord, food, that's why when we eat, Swamiji's always chant Brahmarpanam, Brahma Havihi, Brahmagnav, Brahmanahutam, etc. So what it means is that the offering of the food is going to nourish the Lord within me. So that's why we even, you know, that's why we say grace. You know, before you eat, you are thanking the Lord that the Lord has created the food, and the food that is being eaten is the Lord himself. And the one who is going to digest, the digestive fire is the Lord. And by eating, may I be healthy so I may serve the Lord. Brahmaiva tena grantavyam brahma karma samadhina. So eating also becomes a yajna. Breathing becomes a yajna. You know, that's why they say do pranayam, do yoga. Why? So that your body may be healthy, your breathing may be healthy. Even breathing in and out, the breath you are taking in is nourishing the Lord within, and then the breath going out is removing all the waste. So pranayam, yoga, anything that is done, when it is done with that yajna spirit, when I go to work, say my work is a yajna because I'm serving the Lord. If I'm a receptionist or if I'm a doctor or an engineer or whatever, whoever comes in front of me is the Lord himself. So then my work becomes yajna because I'm serving the Lord who is sitting in front of me, who is standing in front of me. So every activity, when it is offered to the Lord and lived in self-control, can become a yajna. And there are about 12 different yajnas, which are done from verse number 24 to verse number 32. So 24 to 32. If you read all the yajnas, and then I already summarized some of them. Most of them I have summarized. Yes, pretty much. I have summarized, but you can read it in more detail. So those are the eight verses which talk about the 12 different yajnas, and of them, the Lord says, Jnana Yajna, the yajna of knowledge is the most superior, because only through knowledge can you remove your ignorance. And so ignorance cannot be removed by any other means except knowledge, just as darkness cannot be removed by any other means except light.
So if I say, not my will, but your will be done.
Yes.
So that everything I do is not me doing it, it is me.
Yes.
Is that the same thing, is it?
Exactly.
It is.
Okay. Thy will be done, not mine, not mine. Yeah, Jesus said that. So what it means is that, yeah, that alone is working through me. So then the ego gets reduced. Yes. Yes. And the idea is that the Lord alone is working through not only me, through everybody. So seeing God in everybody. That's why Jesus said, no, love thy neighbor as thyself. Just as you love yourself that much, because we are all that divine.
Can you explain?
Yes. Say, I am Brahman. He's shouting at this body, at this mind. I am not. Let him keep on shouting. He's shouting at this BMI. But I am Brahman. I am. Yeah, don't take it in. Let him shout. But I am beyond all that. Just have that understanding. I am Brahman. No matter what you say, do, touch, even if somebody, you know, if the body is tomorrow hurting, you say, I am Brahman, my body is hurting, I am not hurting. So if the body is hurting, I take Tylenol, go to the doctor and do. But it's not affecting me, even when the body is getting old, even when somebody is insulting me, somebody is shouting at me, criticizing me. Inside you deal with the situation. I'm not saying that you become a doormat and let everybody walk over you. But inside you know that I am Brahman. Nothing you can do can touch me.
So you can keep your peace.
Keep your peace inside, right? And outside, do whatever is required to be done in that particular situation. But inside, I'm not disturbed because I am the Brahman. I am that reality. Yeah, I think you had a question.
Can you explain a little bit about jiva or atma?
Yeah, jiva and atma. Yeah, so jiva, actually the essence of Upanishad is jiva brahmaiva ekyam. Jiva is this limited individual which I have misunderstood myself to be that. Actually, I am that atma, the consciousness, but because of the ignorance of maya, this delusion of maya caused by my vasanas, I have misunderstood myself to be this limited human being who has this limited ability. But one who has achieved that state of enlightenment, then he becomes unlimited. You know, Swami Chinmayananda, even 1,000 years from now, people will remember him. Jesus left his body 2,000 years ago, more than, he still remembered. So if I understand that I am that Atma who at this moment is occupying this body and I do all the duties of this body to take care of the body and nourish the body and eat properly and get the right knowledge, I do all those things. But like she said, outwardly I act like I am this human being, but inside I know I am Atman. It's not that I have a dual personality. Ultimately, the two become one. That this Atma alone is manifesting as me. So inside and out, both I am that. But for dealing with the world, I have to, like when Swamiji tells that when, if he goes, Swami Tejomayananji used to say, when I go for a passport and he asks me my name, I don't say I am Satchidanand Brahman. You know, and he says, what is your sex? I am neither male nor female. I am, and what is your date of birth? I was never born. No, you don't say that. At that moment, you say, my date of birth is this, my name is this, my age is this, and my male or female and all. But in reality, I am Brahman. So that is the difference between jiva and atma. Actually, they are one. But it is our misunderstanding that we think that God is separate from me. So that's why they said Atma is inside. That's why this BMI chart, ultimately everything is manifestation of that Atma, that one consciousness. And there are not many Atmas. See, Jivas are many. So there is, people get confused between Jivatma and Atma or Brahman. Jiva Atma, sometimes they use the word Atma. Uski atma ko shanti mile, you know, may his soul rest in peace. Now, when they are talking about that soul, that is the individual atma. That is the individual that is called Anil or called, you know, Anamika or whatever name I have been given, male or female. That is called the jiva or the jivatma that ultimately dies, you know, leaves the body and then goes to another world and then takes another birth. But the highest meaning of atma is the supreme consciousness, which is the same as Brahman. And ultimately, the goal of Vedanta is to tell us that jiva brahmaiva ekyam napara. There is no difference between me and Brahman. Ultimately, everything is Brahman alone. So that is called non-dual. That's why the Vedanta knowledge is called advaita. That means non-dual. There are not two. Brahman alone has appeared as this entire universe. This universe is a just a, what do they call it, a temporary appearance upon that Brahman. So that is, and that I understand, that my life on this earth is a temporary appearance upon that Brahman. I may be here for 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, but after that I'll be gone. Just as a movie, now there is a movie screen which is white, and on that movie screen different movies come. And the movie is moving fast, fast, fast. There's a hero and a heroine and a villain. And then there is a fire and then there is a flood and then there is a blood and killing and all the war going on and bombs exploding. At the end of that, what happens when the movie ends? What happens to the screen? It remains white, right? Neither gets blood, it gets red with the blood, nor gets burnt by the fire, nor gets, nothing happens. Doesn't get wet if there's flood. The screen was there before the movie. while the movie was going on, the screen was supporting the movie. Without the screen, you wouldn't have seen the movie. When the movie ends, the screen remains untouched. So Brahman is like that screen on which this movie of this world is going on, and I have a part to play in this. But I have to remember that the one supporting me is Brahman, and that is my higher nature. So pay attention to the screen, not to the movie. We get so caught in the movie of this world that we forget the screen. So I hope that answers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good question. Thank you. Yeah.
There's chapters on renunciation of action.
Right.
Is there any importance in giving up the action, tyaga, versus sannyasa, desire?
Yeah.
There is an importance,
right,
of sequencing. How do you really differentiate the two? Because they almost seem to go hand in hand.
Right. In the fifth chapter, all talks about it. We'll be, in the next 2-3 weeks, we'll be doing it. But tyaga and sannyasa, tyaga is the karma yoga, giving up the doership. Sannyasa is giving up all actions. And in the sannyasa is the step, is a higher. Tyaga is you start with doing your activities as karma yoga, but then still the doership is there. When that doership is completely gone, then that is sannyasa. Does not mean that you don't work. But then you are not doing anything, that it's just happening in your presence. So from that's the difference between tyaga and sannyasa, doing and knowing. But the whole fifth chapter talks about that, so we'll talk. In fact, Arjuna's question is that, when he starts the fifth chapter, he starts with that question, tyaga, sannyasa, shamsyasi. You praise sometime one and sometime the other, tell me which one is superior. So the whole fifth chapter, we're almost done with fourth chapter. I think another 2-3 weeks we should be done. But one is the doership and one is the non-dual. And then that sannyasi may or may not choose to. But the Bhagavan says that neya cha nit sannyasi na dveshti na kangshati. Whether you are the tyagi or a sannyasi, you either way cannot have any likes or dislikes. You do whatever comes to you. And both of them reach that same goal, but it is a stepwise progression. So tyaga and sannyasa. Nirdvandvo hi mahabaho sukham bandhat pramuchyate. That's what Bhagavan Sri Krishna says in the fifth chapter. Easily he gets out of once he has this right knowledge. Neya cha nitya sannyasi na dveshti na kangshati. Nirdvandvo hi mahabaho sukham bandhat pramuchyate. That is the verse. There are few verses I remember from the Bhagavad Gita, but that is one of those. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru. Hari Om. Thank you.